I believe the two best ways to learn are from mentors and from mistakes. And there are two levels of mistakes that we learn from. One, we learn from our own mistakes that we make. Two, we learn from the mistakes of others. My name is Adrian Marcus, and welcome to my podcast, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Life lessons from everyday people.
Welcome to episode one, the pilot of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Life lessons from everyday people. My name is Adrian Marcus. I got with me today my guy Robert Hatcher. We're actually in Austin, Texas right now, South by Southwest. I've been doing my own podcast for years now. And one of my buddies, Keith, actually just been bragging everybody like, oh yeah, Adrian has this awesome podcast. And he's only heard my intro. So I was like, yeah, I got one. And it'll be done before I leave. So that's what we're doing right now. And we're going to jump right into it. So to start off, I'll let Robert introduce himself, and then we'll get into some questions.
What's happening, man? Glad to be here. So I'm Robert Hatcher, student. I go to Georgia State, working on my MBA, founder of a startup called Sound Collide, where we basically allow artists to record in different locations in real time.
Awesome, awesome. So, gonna have a different, try to have my own spin on how we do podcasts. A lot of people do freestyle, specific questions. Kind of got some things I like to go down, and it's my seven P's. It started out as four, then turned into five, then six, then seven. So we got passion, purpose, profession, people, places, profit, and perfection. And we're going to go through all of these with my guy Robert today. So the first one is passion. Robert, what do you love to do? Like, what are you passionate about?
I think I'm passionate about solving problems. I think that's probably something that I learned about myself, like, over the past 3 years. It's like, if there's something that, I look at things like puzzles, I just try to bring the pieces together to try to see how it all fits together.
Nice. I like that, putting things together. Okay, and then we lead to, and I guess for some people, they kind of struggle to separate this next one, passion, what am I passionate about? Mm-hmm. And then what is your purpose? Everybody has different beliefs of where it comes from, but I think most people believe that it exists.
Right.
A lot of times I think we reference this, or, we call it our why.
Right.
Why do we do what we do, or, what keeps us going?
Right.
What is Robert's mission here on Earth? Like, what were you put here to do?
Man, that's a loaded question. You know what I'm saying? That's a big question, man. For me, I think outside of, just trying to take care of my family, probably, my purpose, why am I here? For me, that's kind of, number one. You know what I'm saying? I think, I'm probably still in that process of trying to pinpoint exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? I think there's some things that I'm doing with my venture that, allows me to, solve problems for other people on a major scale. And that's something that I'm very passionate about. To say, is that my only purpose? I don't know, is that my purpose? It could be. I'm just kind of I see that I had a purpose to start it, and see where the path may lead me. And I feel like that's just kind of where I'm at. I'm on that journey where it's like, I'm trying to see if this is my purpose.
Right. So then, that leads to, and we'll bounce around and come back to some of these, but the next P is the profession. Here, I just kind of want you to dive a little bit deeper into, what you got going on, like, what pays the bills? What's the career?
So because I'm a startup, I ain't got nothing that's paying the bills right now. You know what I'm saying? The student loans is the only thing that's like keeping me afloat. And it's not even keeping me afloat for real, for real. So it's like, I would say, but you know, from the profession standpoint, I think, you know, what I'm doing the most, if I had to give like what I'm doing in my venture, like right now, it's probably, if I give it a job title, I'd probably say I spent most of my time as a product manager and doing business analysis. You know, it's kind of funny because it's like, even though I'm still in school, I'm basically flipping everything that I'm doing in school into my venture. Right. And it's like, because like we got a product right now, but it's in like a private beta and we're still like working on it. So it's like, I got to manage between customers that's using it, getting their feedback, relaying that feedback to the developers. Also, you know, track my progress and milestones, relaying that back to like different people who may be interested in investing, who got a different stake into the company. So that's kind of like the role that I'm in, as well as on the flip side, like from a business analyst standpoint, just like, you know, budgeting, you know what I mean? Just trying to see like how much capacity that we have, like how much work is getting done. So that's kind of like from a profession, I would say, what I'm doing right now.
To not jump too far away from that, like how did you decide that that's what you wanted to do? Oh.
So I hope I can make a long story less long. Basically, so my passion, and this is actually still my passion, has always been in like psychology. You know, not so much like the clinical stuff. That, you know, it's like a hot topic right now, even though, you know, nothing's wrong with that. But I was really interested in, like, personality. I got really, really deep into cognitive psychology. Like, one of my favorite psychologists is a guy by the name of Daniel Kahneman. So he got a book called Think Fast, Think Slow. And basically, he kind of changed, or his research started behavior economics. It's about, like, how people actually think. And all the cognitive illusions, fallacies, and biases that influence our mind. So the other area in psychology, so I was really big into cognitive decision making. And then I discovered this field called industrial organizational psychology,
yeah.
Which I thought was real dope, because even though it's like this long title and it sounds like, you know, fancy or whatever,
yeah.
Specifically it was like the psychology of teams. So, which, you know, like I used to play ball, yeah. I used to be point guard. So, you know what I'm saying? You playing ball, it's like, okay, you got your starting five. If a shooter come on, you know what I'm saying? You got to assess your strategy based on, like, who on your team at that given moment, their skill sets and their personalities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got to make decisions, like, how you want to get them involved as a point guard. And it's, like, the same thing as an IO psychologist. Usually they come in as consultants, and they look at teams, and they look at the stages where the team's at, how their personalities and temperament mesh, you know what I'm saying, with each other. So I thought that was real dope. It was, like, almost like playing point guard again. So I knew that, you know, to really make some good money in that, to really go further, like, you need to go get your PhD.
Yeah.
So it was like, I'm in undergrad, so I was like, all right, cool. I know down the road I'm going to get my PhD in that. So I took an entrepreneurship course because I thought it was going to be, like, on some small business. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you want to open up your own business, you know, this is a LLC. This is how to go to a bank account. But it was on what's called like the lean startup methodology or whatever, which is like basically a process to verify and test like your value proposition as a company.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was real dope because it's really like a cognitive psychology experiment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if you want to have a startup, treat your idea like it's a hypothesis.
Right.
So it's like, you know, our hypothesis was people who stay in different locations would like to record with each other in real time so they don't have to travel, you know what I mean, or waste time with, like, emails. So, you know, we went to, and then it's like you test that hypothesis. So I went to the A3C, and I had, like, a fake test. So, like, I had a computer like this. I had my friend KT, who basically, we just kind of, like, jerry-rigged some stuff where he had control of my computer from another location.
Right.
So people were coming by our booth, and they was putting on headphones, and they thought that I was telling them that he was in Chicago, but he's really, like, across the street.
Right.
So they thinking that they really recording with him, And once they found this out, like, you know, their eyes just, like, got big. You know what I'm saying? Like, people start giving us money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right. Yo, you know, they start telling us their story. Like, I'm from Florida. You know, I drive 5 hours. Like, my producer here in Atlanta, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Saved me all this time. So then that was, like, the validation part. Mm-hmm. So, and then once I actually saw that validation, I saw, like, yo, we could actually, you know what I'm saying, like, really make a change and help people. Yeah. That's kind of how I got started.
That's legit. I like that. That's a good story. That's a good story. Now to, if it is possible to go a little bit deeper, mm-hmm. is, you know, we got the passion, we got your purpose. We talk about your profession. Now I want to talk about people. Mm-hmm. You know, who are some? And there's so many ways to ask this question, but. Who are some important / influential people in your life? And yes, you can, you know, the easy way to go is mom, dad, grandma. And maybe that's still your answer, but like, you know, who are some, you know, influential people in your life?
Yeah, I would say definitely outside of the giving, like, so the teacher that I had during that entrepreneurship course, he was really influential because he really, like, he almost like a coach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually, you know, you got a teacher that, like, you know, they show up or they don't show up or they really passionate about the subject, but they still kind of distant from the students.
Right.
So he had, like, a sense of, like, intensity about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't mind, like, kind of tearing your idea to, like, shreds. But it wasn't necessarily in a bad way, even though some people were sensitive, but, you know, as a ball player, it's like coaching. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was like he was really like, nah, like, you need to do this and this, 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 this. And then it was like, you know, you see somebody that got that type of passion, it was like, all right, you know, I'm going to take that information, and then it starts to work, so then you just want to learn. So he became, like, very influential to me, you know, my teacher that was teaching that class. And I think outside of that, people that influenced me, like, you know, I have, like, figures. You know what I'm saying? Like Daniel Kahneman, like, for example, you know, from a psychology standpoint, mm-hmm. he becomes like a figure that I think is influential in how I decided to learn about the mind and kind of reshape my thinking. I think outside of that, like, I didn't came across people that had a lot of influence, but necessarily they was just there for like a season. You know what I'm saying? So I done had, like, a few mentors who was really instrumental in, like, my growth and my development. But they wasn't, you know, they wasn't there for a long period of time. So I'd probably say, like, it's probably been, like, 4 people that's been extremely influential, you know what I'm saying, outside of, like, my family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's real. That's real. I mean, and I think you touched on something that's important for all of us is that, you know, people will be there for a season. And not just, like, you know, normally what you see, especially if you look at social media, like, anytime you talk about seasonal stuff, it's always a negative thing.
Right.
But some people can be there in seasons for, like, to give you that spark you need to help you get to that idea or help you get over that hump. Yeah. Like, it might literally be, you know, this dude that I don't know that's friends with my friend is like, yeah, where can I listen to the podcast?
Right.
Or like Spotify. It'll be on Spotify before I leave.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be on Spotify before I leave.
Right.
So I got to drop it. So I think that's important to realize too, that, you know, I like to tell people, and I actually made a post about it recently. You know, don't discount the message because of the messenger.
Facts.
You know, sometimes I think we have a tendency to disqualify the person, and oftentimes we miss a message that's actually meant for us.
Right,
because
right.
It's like, oh, no, you can't tell me. You don't know nothing about business. You ain't never ran no business.
Right, right.
But that don't mean they're not giving you information that you needed to. It might not be the exact thing that you need to hear, but it might spark something.
Facts.
Like
facts.
Tupac say.
Facts.
You know, may not change the world, but I may inspire a person that will. The next piece, so we got passion, purpose, profession, people. The next one is place or places. Where are you going? Where is Robert going? What's the big goal?
Man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's that kind of remains to be seen just because there's so many different opportunities, you know what I'm saying? There's so much, like, you know, things could change in the blink of an eye. And then especially, like, you know, running a venture was like you may have customers in one area, you may have investors in another area. You know what I mean? You may have a partnership in another area. So, I mean, right now I'm in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And that's a dope place to be. But to be real with you, like, I don't know where I'm going to be, like, in the next 3 years or the next 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Part of me kind of want to travel a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, it's just, like, it's just about, like, trying to seize different opportunities and see which one may be the best, like, for me and my family.
Right. I feel that. I'm going to let you slide with that answer. I'm going to let you slide today with that answer. The next one we get into is the profit. Mm-hmm. So not in a monetary sense, but, you know, we talked about passion and purpose and profession and where you'll be and the people that have influenced you. You know, a combination of everything, you know, mm-hmm. what are you looking to get out of just your efforts? Like, what, when it's all said and done, when you didn't pay the cost,
right?
But not just the price, when you pay the cost,
right?
Of the time and money and relationships and decisions and sacrifices that comes from doing many things, not, you know, beyond business, whatever. What's the profit from it? Like, what does Robert get? What are you looking to get at?
I think, you know, going through this process, if I had to say, like, you know, what my return of investment would be for me personally, I would say, I think just having a clear cut or even more discernment on, like, my purpose, my skill set, like a better understanding of me, you know what I'm saying, a better understanding of, like, my skill set. I feel like if I could come out really being able to pinpoint my abilities and, like, what I'm good at and how I could, like, help other people, you know what I'm saying, to a point where I could use my abilities to be self-sustainable, you know what I'm saying, where I'm not necessarily dependent on, you know, a corporation or a company or something like that, or the fact that, like, I could join one just because I, you know, may really believe in the company and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me just having the power and the ability to have options or create opportunities for myself, that would be, like, the biggest profit, you know, for me.
All right, and then we get into the last one. So we got passion, purpose, profession, people, place or places, profit, and now I want to talk about perfection. So in Robert's world, in a perfect world, what would you be remembered for? What would your tombstone say? What are people going to remember Robert for? What is the world going to be missing?
Man, shoot, it probably depends on who you ask. What would I be remembered for? I think, you know, I think at the end of the day, the people that know me will probably say, like, character. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, regardless of like what I accomplish, you know what I'm saying, like how I accomplish it, you know what I'm saying, the impact that I was able to leave is definitely, like, is more important to me. And I think that's definitely gonna be, like, you know what I'm saying, like, my eulogy, like, that's probably what people gonna talk about, just because I kind of have a, sometimes, I mean, it rubs people the wrong way, right? You know what I'm saying? I got a certain way of, like, how things should be done, and not sometimes, not just, like, on a personal level, but just on a principle, you know, right? What I'm saying, it's like, it's a lot of ways to move, but I can't move in certain spaces, you know what I mean, just the way, just because it may be profitable, you know what I'm saying, or it may be, like, an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, and it's just, like, kind of goes against my nature.
Yeah.
So it's like, I gotta have a, you know, I gotta move a certain way for me to live with myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of, you know, rubs off in different areas.
Yeah, no, that's, trust me, I'm right there with you on that, on the principle tip. You know, like they say, you know, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything.
For real.
And I think a lot of us, and, you know, even for myself, I think sometimes we get caught up in worldly things.
Yeah.
That the world and society tells us we gotta believe this, we got to do this, we got to look like that, we got to go to this place, we got to own that thing. Yep. And, you know, if you don't have any structure, any base to fall back on, you know, anything can kind of get us.
Right.
So that's awesome, man. Like, definitely happy with my pilot one. I think I want to wrap it up with a final word from you, just for, you know, the goal, the hope for this podcast is this is something that will open the eyes of people that, you know, quote unquote, might not have a mentor
right.
to look to, or just somebody that they can have conversations with. And my goal for the podcast is that, you know, it kind of feels like you're getting to talk to somebody,
right.
No matter where you're listening from.
Right.
And, you know, maybe it might not be episode one with you. It might be episode 77 that catches on for you. And you're like, wow, I had that same problem.
Right.
You know, or I went through that same thing, or I had the same struggles, or like, you know, I don't know how to find my purpose kind of thing. The goal is to hopefully, you know, spark something for somebody somewhere.
Right.
So you can just leave a final thought, and it can be whatever you want to be, because I have no idea how to guide you there right now.
I think, you know, my final thought would probably be, you know, a fear of failure. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, from a psychology standpoint, you know, the way that you get over fears is through exposure. And, you know, I know, like, a lot of people that's really talented, especially I feel like in our generation, and, you know, coming up, like, on Instagram, you know, it's a lot of people that's concerned about, like, how it looked. You know what I'm saying? Even, not even from, like, a vanity standpoint all the time, just, like, even from an internal standpoint, I know people who got, like, talents and skills, but from an internal standpoint, they feel like it's not perfect yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times nothing is going to be perfect, and you got to grow. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people that, you know, procrastinate because they fear that what they may do, you know what I'm saying, may not be perfect, or, you know, they may get exposed, or, you know what I'm saying, they just may be looking crazy. But you got to grow, and you got to start at some point, you know what I'm saying? So my final thoughts is, like, man, if you got some of your mind, some of your heart, like, you know what I mean, don't procrastinate on it. Just go out and do it, because the more that you do it, the better you'll get, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you'll start to see things manifest that's been on your heart.
And that was the final thought for episode one from Robert Hatcher. Fear does not exist. I love it. That's how we're going to end it.